Governor Gordon began the briefing by saying that in the past week, there have been 106 new laboratory-confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Wyoming.
That's twice what we did the first week of June. And that makes me sad because we are now spiking. This is a time when we want to mind our P's and Q's. And if we look at what's happened in Uinta County, where we've had a number of cases, 80 cases, we see the spiking there, and we see it mostly in the younger age groups. And I think this talks a little bit about the carelessness and the recklessness and sometimes the thoughtlessness that can mean that we'll lose ground.
State Health Officer Dr. Alexia Harris addressed the rise in cases in Uinta County.
Many of the new cases there appear to be connected to a particular gathering at a public location where social distancing rules were not taken seriously. People exposed at the gathering then spread the virus to others who were not there. Current cases include some healthcare workers, which can have multiple unintended effects. This situation illustrates how it doesn't take much to really change the disease picture within a community. We've also seen examples in other locations of one person spreading the virus among several coworkers. Depending on the size and nature of the employer, a few sick workers or many sick workers can have potentially devastating effects on the businesses we count on in Wyoming for jobs and for services. This disease has not gone away, so please think of others when you make choices.
During his closing, Governor Gordon encouraged people to be mindful of others when out in public.
Let me say, look, I get it. It's frustrating to wear a face mask, I know. I still find it a little bit awkward. But I know it's doing a good job for those people that are around me. I know I'm taking care of them. We need to remember, these are the things that we can do to be responsible. These are the things to do that can still make us the state with the best ratio. We have the lowest unemployment and one of the lowest rates of infection and one of the lowest rates of death. And that's because of what you've done. I hope you continue to do that. Don't be careless. Be thoughtful. Remember, we have a great summer ahead of us. And if we are the people that I believe we are, we will come through this in flying colors, and we will be the place that is the envy of the nation.
The governor also touched on the state's economy and tourism during his news briefing. We'll have more details on those issues in a future story. I'm Ron Richter, Sheridan Media News.